The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. No, we don't have a new theme song, but if you recognize that, that is the theme song from Wheel of Fortune. And yes, there's a reason why I'm playing that, because Nicole Stacy is here. She is the VP of Development, I guess, and everything, communications and more. I don't know. She's the VP of everything at Visit Pensacola. And it's been quite a week for y'all.
Yes, good morning. It's good to see you.
I know. It's great to see you, too, as always.
I think people thought that was probably a Taylor Swift song, but it wasn't.
Yes, usually when Nicole's here, we play a little Taylor, but I said, oh, I got to play Wheel of Fortune, just because I thought that was the coolest thing.
It's so exciting. Thank you guys so much for supporting it. This week is the Wheel of Fortune Flora Days theme.
Such a great idea.
So it's the week is all about Florida. Pensacola got to kick off the week on Monday. So it was the Pensacola episode. The winner is winning a trip to Pensacola. So shout out to all of our partners who helped us put those together. But it was a really cool opportunity and a fun way to work with Visit Florida, the state's marketing agency, to really promote our area and get some love. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Wheel of Fortune's viewership falls right underneath the NFL.
I heard that recently.
Isn't that insane?
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
Because I thought, oh, you know, they've been around a long time, but it never occurred to me that they had that kind of a viewership. That's wild.
Wild. So I loved getting texts from all over the nation being like, oh my God, Pensacola, our wedge. If you haven't seen the picture of it, we're posting it today on our Facebook channel.
Is that the thing on the actual wheel?
Yes.
I saw it. It looked so cool.
So cool. They sent it to us, and it was signed by Vanna White and Ryan Seacrest. And I was like, oh, we have to take a picture.
Oh, my
God. But it was such a great opportunity to really kind of shine light on Pensacola. If you're here locally and you missed the episode because of baseball,
I had it set to record, and then it got preempted.
I'm so upset about that. But you can now stream it on Hulu, on Peacock. You can go back and talk to your remote control and say Wheel of Fortune, and it's there. So it's the Flora Days episode. It aired on Monday, and it was so much fun to watch. It was so cool. Labor of love. We're moving on now.
Now, the rest of the week, though, today and tomorrow is still another town from Florida. Mm-hmm. What I thought was interesting is when people think of Florida, they think of Orlando, Miami, and that's it. Yeah. Maybe the Keys.
Maybe.
So it was interesting because I did pick some of the other venues. I think Tampa was in there.
Yeah. So Pensacola. I mean, Visit Florida came to us and they said, we have this opportunity. And we said, we're in.
Yeah.
We were the only destination within Northwest Florida. So that's awesome for us. And obviously being the Western Gate to the Sunshine State, we definitely wanted to take advantage of it. But Tampa, St. Pete Clearwater, Kissimmee.
A little bit more unusual.
The Keys. Yeah, it was great.
I love it.
It's so much fun. And it's a great way, again, to share the love of Florida and really just to put us in front of people that maybe had no idea we existed.
Right, right. Well, your job with Visit Pensacola is just a fantastic job because you do get to travel. You get to share about this place that you love.
I do.
And everyone believes you.
It's an easy sell for me.
It's an easy sell when you represent us so well. So are you going to be traveling anytime soon?
So
I know she travels all over the world, actually.
Our sales team is doing some conferences with meeting planners this month. We've got a lot of media in town, so a lot of editors are visiting, preparing for stories to write and big publications that we'll share, obviously, once those articles are secured. But no, I'm home because October is my favorite time of year. And
well, there's a lot going on right now.
It's so funny. People are like, you're home? That's amazing. I'm like, I mean, I sleep in my bed.
Yes, I don't think she's at home
ever. And I'm
ever.
At the office. But October is the month.
Yes.
Of festivals.
Yes.
So, you know, September, we had Seafood Festival. October, we've got the fair. The fair kicks off tonight. I was just over there with Brent hanging out, talking about opening night. It's Dollar Day. And then at 7 p.m. we'll be lip sync.
Tell us everything, because Nicole does get to co-host with our sister station at Cat Country 98.7 with Brent Lane. So I said to her, you want to hang out today? She said, I've been here since 5. bless her.
I have to get back to the office.
She does have a real job besides radio.
I love my ADX family, but I have to get back.
Yeah, we're hooking her in big time. But the fair, it's the 90th fair. It opens tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about that tonight? Because it is a special night.
Yeah, so it's dollar night. Mm-hmm. It opens at 4 o'clock. They're going to do an opening ceremony at 3. Dondi was talking about earlier today, and the lip sync battle with For Cat Country. You mm-hmm. get a huge contest.
Is that tonight?
Contest. It's tonight.
Oh, gosh.
7
okay.
o'clock.
7 o'clock.
So
okay.
I'll be there with some of my favorite friends as judges.
Okay. So you're a judge?
I'm a judge.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you judge lip sync?
So there's a score sheet.
Well, that's what I'm just curious
charisma,
how that works.
You know, are you in sync with the song?
Probably, that would matter, yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, that would matter.
The dance that they mm-hmm. do a lot. I think, you know.
Can anybody do it? Or do you have
anybody
to register
can
ahead of time?
You have to register ahead of time. Okay. So I believe that's closed. But I'm super excited. You get Mardi Gras crews out there. You'll get some of the cheer squads out there.
Oh, fun.
Some come as individuals, which... In my opinion, you get extra points for that because I'm not getting up there doing that by myself.
Do they know the song ahead of time?
Yes.
Okay, that helps.
Yes.
That
so helps. They work with Bonnie at Boogie to kind of coordinate everything.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're just excited. We'll get out there early to get our snacks prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have a funnel cake. Mm-hmm. It's the fair.
Well, I have to have the cotton candy.
Cotton candy is another one.
A fair tradition for me.
A caramel apple people mm-hmm. were calling in about. I really, really want to find a fried Reese's.
Ooh, I've never had that.
It just sounds...
Oh my gosh.
Too good to be true.
Correct.
Maybe?
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm in sync with you on that, so to speak.
Yeah. But every night at the fair, I think, is a theme night.
Yeah, I think
mistaken.
So. I've got the schedule in front of me. So looks like tonight is, of course, the Cat Country 98.7 Big Lip Sync Battle. And that's going to be 7 o'clock on the Pepsi stage. Then we have Pay One Price Midnight Madness tomorrow, Kids Day on Saturday. We've got a special $25 wristband day on Monday. The fair runs all the way through next week. So runs through Saturday the 25th. There's another Kids Day the following weekend. You can go online and check out all the different things. There's bands every night. There's something happening, something special. They do a theme every single day, right?
That is the story of Pensacola. There's yep. something every single night. So tonight, come join us for opening night. And then yeah. I am going to steal the fair's thunder because tomorrow night
yes.
is Beach-a-ween.
Okay. Well, we have to talk about that too.
And that's what I really want people to come to. That event is out on Pensacola Beach, and it is put on by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the Pensacola Beach Chamber, mm-hmm. and the Merchants Association on the boardwalk. It's a huge trunk or treat Halloween on Pensacola Beach. It's free. It's
yeah.
free, 4 to 8 p.m. We'll have bags. We'll have candy. We have hot dogs. We have drinks. We have everything. All of the vendors have to do a game.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Country will be out there doing a costume contest.
That's right.
And they've separated out into age groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with the costume contest, it can get quite competitive.
Let me tell you, I've been out there a couple of years when I was out there,
yeah.
and
so
the costumes are incredible.
Three sections, mm-hmm. like three age groups. And the registration will open 30 minutes before that age group.
Okay, so, do you have an idea of what time? I don't have it in front of me right now.
Oh, I think because we open at 4, so I think the first one will be at 4:30.
Okay.
But just go to the shell.
Yeah, we'll get those
Come
times
up there,
for you.
Get the tent. Get your bag. Visit Pensacola. We'll have orange
mm-hmm.
Waited Beach bags, and you can go and fill them up. Bamboo Willies will be ready
yep.
to serve you.
Yeah.
But all of the vendors will be open. All the stores will be open. It's going to be a great time.
And it's so much fun to see the kids on the boardwalk. And the costumes are just great.
The costumes
and
then, are so great.
What I've noticed in the last couple of years is that the parents apparently need to dress up, too.
Well, obviously, we have to.
So we're getting these interesting combinations.
I'm in a fight with my nephew because uh-huh. he wants my sister to match him. And I'm like, what about me?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what about you?
Yeah, what about me?
Mm-hmm.
So
do you know what you're going to do this year?
Not yet. We'll be out there. I'll be in something.
Yeah, I seem to always go back to being a witch. There's just something fun about the big black hat.
Yeah, a witch is easy and
mm-hmm.
it's fun.
Yeah.
I might just be in the cool aunt club.
Ooh,
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Figure it out. Yeah. But that's tomorrow night. So that's going to be a lot
of fun.
That's
tomorrow night. And then, you know, you just keep making your way down October. Next weekend, there's the Making Strides Breast Cancer
yes.
Walk. UWF has a football game. Mm-hmm. Cinderella is at the theater. I'm mm-hmm. really excited. Me and my mom, my sister are going on a date for that one next weekend.
Oh, that'll be a blast.
And then we move into Halloween, mm-hmm. and we move into Foo Foo Festival.
Yes, coming up.
Foo Foo right kicks off October 30th.
Right around the corner.
Lots of events that you need to check out. We're very, very excited about that one.
And you serve on that committee, don't you?
I do.
Are you the chair this year?
I am the curator. Okay. So I help the committee curate the events, work with the grantees, kind of make sure all of the logistics and the communication is there.
Okay, so we're talking with Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. If you've got a question for her for Pep Talk, just text it in at 850-437-1620. I love Foo Foo Festival. It's been now 10 years?
Yeah, no, we're past 10 years.
Now you're past mm-hmm. the 10-year mark. Wow, that's right, because last year was the big anniversary.
It's incredible. It's incredible what these nonprofits put on, mm-hmm. their programming. And if you don't know, Foo Foo Festival is designed for nonprofits to apply for grants through ACE, Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And those grants are to serve these organizations to put on programming that they wouldn't regularly be able to do.
That's right.
So think of it as like once in a lifetime, mm-hmm. because it's not something that's on their regular schedule, and it's probably something that won't come back.
Right. And it's also something that they maybe can't afford.
Yes.
And so they are able to get the extra money to do something really special.
Yes. And we know last year people were up in arms because we didn't have some huge art installation in the streets. So
the umbrellas.
Afterburn is
yes.
back.
Oh.
So our friends of downtown mm-hmm. will be putting on a huge installation.
Oh, I'm so curious now.
Check it out, foofoofest.com.
Okay, so you can find out all the events mm-hmm. and everything that are on the. And you also have Friends of Foo Foo Fest.
We
the
do.
Ones that maybe didn't get a grant but are still doing something special that week.
Yeah, so the Friends of Foo is a really cool opportunity because it's a way for other organizations, one, maybe they didn't get a grant.
Mm-hmm.
Two, maybe they're a restaurant or bar and they just got something cool going on during that time. It's a way to celebrate more arts, culture, and entertainment within Pensacola. And so that list is pretty involved. It's a lot of different happy hours. It's dinners. It's other shows. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of stuff. We've got Foo on the menu, so we'll have a couple of dedicated restaurants and bars
fun.
Doing some very specific and particular Foo items.
Mm-hmm.
The theme this year is Foo Around and Find Out. If you know, you know.
That's great.
But really, truly, it's so that you want to ask more questions. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this?
Right, right, exactly. But it's a great way to showcase the arts and showcase Pensacola. And they say that this is sort of the shoulder season, but that really doesn't exist anymore,
does
it?
No, it's a lie, because we're all really good at our jobs.
Yes. There really is no shoulder season anymore. So we have all these festivals. And we need to mention Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Coming
and
up
then
as
now,
well.
Because of the shift, the Blue Angels Homecoming Show. So that's a
right.
week later now.
That's right.
Keep the new dates in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everything gets opened up and we're back in action.
Yes.
But, you know, we're just really excited because it's a perfect time of year. The weather is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you walked outside this morning, it was
beautiful.
This past weekend was some of the most beautiful water I've ever seen on Pensacola Beach in
just
my life.
Crystal clear, blue,
it
green. It looked like
gorgeous.
Better than the Caribbean.
Yes.
Really?
Well, we are better.
Well, that we know, yeah, of course.
Condé Nast says.
Yeah, we're on the same team. Best kept secret in the world. However, our economy is going to be doing great because we have all these great festivals that do draw people in from out of town that support our hospitality and support our restaurants. And it's just great.
It really is. And, you know, to be such an entity in Escambia County,
mm-hmm.
This is one of the larger industries for Escambia County, and we know that. And so our job is to really promote the area, bring visitors here, have them in your businesses, but do it smartly.
Right.
You know, we don't want over tourism either.
And right.
We get a lot of people that are like, stop telling everyone. And it's like, well, we're not going to stop,
mm-hmm.
but we definitely are going to do it smart,
mm-hmm.
Because we know that a lot of our residents survive off of the hospitality industry. And so that's very important for us. Shoulder seasons are great because the
mm-hmm.
locals get to go to their favorite restaurants. But it's also a time that we need to make sure our hospitality industry can still feed their families.
That's right.
And so, you know, we work really hard to market to the right audience,
mm-hmm.
To tell the right people how to come and enjoy Pensacola as if it was their own home. Mm-hmm. You know, our whole leave no footprints in the sand, pick up your trash, be responsible. Those are all really big key messages for us when we're out and about promoting why people should come here.
Well, you put out a great guide every year.
Thank you.
It really looks terrific. And that's something people can pick up at the visitor center,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we've got two visitor centers that are run by Visit Pensacola, and then there is a third visitor center on Pensacola Beach run by the Pensacola Beach Chamber. But we all work very closely together to make sure that we're promoting beach safety. We're promoting what to do, how mm-hmm. to do it, where to stay, what to go to. The list is endless. But they're all open and they're a resource for you. So if you've got friends and family coming in town, stop by.
For sure.
Those ambassadors, I mean, they know more than I do.
And they're great. Sure. Recommending things
they're
to
do. They're so nice and they're so welcoming. And, you know, we've got our guides, like you said, those are written by locals.
Mm-hmm.
All those stories. I mean, I live, eat, breathe Pensacola.
Yes.
But I don't write any of that mm-hmm. content. So
okay.
we work with locals to help us write their perspective. So what is your artful way to beach? What's mm-hmm. your tasteful way to beach?
I love that.
What is your family fun way to beach? The couple's way to beach. And I keep saying that because the way to beach is our brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's our tagline. And it truly means that Pensacola has something for everyone.
Right, right. And especially when you think the arts, the history, the culture, and then sports. We've got the Ice Flyers come opening game this weekend on
it's
Saturday
endless.
Night. I mean, it just keeps going
the
and
things
going.
To do. Mm-hmm. Visit Pensacola.com. Our calendar of events is very robust. I argue to say it's one of the best.
You may not have heard me, but I promote it all the time because
you.
I find it to be one of the best resources because you have every week and this week and every day. And you also include your partners. And
we
if
do.
Someone wants to be a partner, I think that's important too.
Yeah. So the calendar is great because one, it's a free marketing resource. So if you're not a partner, but you're a business in Escambia County that is a part of tourism, which
mm-hmm.
that's a very big list.
Right.
You can promote your events for free. You just submit them online. Now, if you are a Visit Pensacola partner, you get a listing. There's advertising opportunities. If you'd like to become a partner, Melissa Bailey on our team, she's great at it. But any one employee at Visit Pensacola can
mm-hmm.
help guide you in the right way. Just shoot us an email. There's 100 different emails on our website. Pick one and we can all help
okay.
you. You can reach out to me personally. I'm happy to help. But we want to be a connector.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job.
Right. Right. And you do it very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you.
You really, really do. So what is coming up now for you as far as Visit Pensacola? You've got all these events that are happening. Of course, tomorrow night's a big one right around
yeah.
the corner.
Oh, yeah. Beach-a-ween. Next week or in 2 weeks, we'll have our annual meeting.
That's what I was thinking of. So talk a bit about that.
That's our big annual meeting that we kind of talk about our FY25 results.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another very successful year. We kind of go over the numbers. We go over the economic impact. We share some of the team's big wins.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen, we have won quite a few accolades this year.
Absolutely.
With some very big publications. So
mm-hmm.
we're very excited about that. And our new board. Our
mm-hmm.
new board of directors will be installed that night, and we'll kind of kick off our new fiscal year. For those of you that don't know, our budget season is October 1 to September 30th, so we are wrapping up and starting.
Right, right.
So
it's just the new year
yeah,
for you,
it's
right?
Happy New Year. It's all of our fall marketing
mm-hmm.
is running, so
mm-hmm.
we've got some big campaigns with the Saints.
Yes.
With Alabama,
mm-hmm.
with SEC Network.
Yes.
Big football town.
I've seen the Pensacola. It was beautiful.
Good.
I've seen it on the SEC Network.
Good.
Yes. I was so excited when I saw it, too. I thought, wow, this is great.
No, I love seeing it. We were actually hosting SimSoc last weekend for
oh,
Leadership Pensacola.
Yes.
And as you know,
mm-hmm.
afterwards, we have a hospitality room where we show the games, football games.
Right.
People are like, I'm giving up my weekend. It's a big game. We're like, we know. We'll figure it out. But I saw our commercial, and of course, me, I get so excited. I'm like, that's ours, like freaking
out.
I
did the same thing. I mean, I'm not even with the chamber anymore, and I got excited about it. It looked great. The photography was great.
It's a way to kind of show our local community some of the cool stuff we get mm-hmm. to do, because I do like to say this, and I think I say it every time I'm on here. You aren't supposed to see our advertising
right.
because you are lucky enough to live here.
Mm-hmm.
All of our advertising truly does go outside of the market to the big areas that we know people are visiting from.
And talk about that. You've mentioned before, but what are some of your target
yeah,
areas?
Yeah, so we call it the donut, and we mm-hmm. kind of draw a 500-mile circle around Pensacola. So those are the cities we're really targeting. So
right.
your New Orleans, your Baton Rouge, your Biloxi, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Birmingham, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then we go beyond that to, okay, where do we have nonstop flights?
Right.
So New York, Chicago, Denver. Those are the big markets. And then we do dabble a little bit with international.
The Canadians.
We talk to the Canadians because, I mean, we know they're coming. And Florida is one of their favorite spots to visit. And then we do a little bit with the UK because, as people may or may not know, in the UK, they celebrate holidays, which is vacation.
Real ones.
A lot.
More than
they get
we
a
do.
Lot of time off.
More than we do.
And they love Florida. Florida is the number one state for the UK.
Really? That's so interesting.
And as you said earlier, they know Miami. They know Orlando. So my job is, okay, great, go to Orlando. But you have a 2-week, 3-week holiday. So spend a week in Orlando and then come to Pensacola and enjoy our beaches. And they love it.
Right.
They love it.
Yeah. There's, as my mother used to say, what's not to like?
Right. I mean, they stay longer and they spend longer. Spend more.
Yeah.
And it's great. They're great visitors.
Yeah. Well, we've got the Canadians. I actually saw a Canadian at Taste of the Beach this weekend.
Oh, good.
Who was someone that I had met last year. And they said, we're back. And I thought, oh my gosh, the Canadians are already coming in. It's October.
Yeah. I mean, the winter visitor is strong. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's starting earlier and earlier. And, you know, these are people who they don't want to be in the cold.
Right.
So why not come to Florida, the sunshiny state that we get to offer? And I think, I mean, if you know, you know, but October is the best month.
It's one of my favorites. Ever. No doubt about it. Okay, so someone just joined us talking with Nicole Stacy. She's with Visit Pensacola. So much going on, but we've got just a couple of minutes. Let's recap a little bit of what's happening this weekend, starting with tonight.
Yeah, so tonight, the opening of the 90th Interstate Fair. We'll be out there. It's Dollar Day, so you can come. The doors open at 4 o'clock, and the big lip sync battle with Cat Country is at 7 p.m. We'll be there to be a judge. Tomorrow, we've got Beach-a-ween on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. It's so much fun. It's a free event, and no, you do not have to dress up. We just want you to come and enjoy. We've got candy, we've got music, we've got vendors, and it's just a good family time.
So much fun.
We got free hot dogs.
So much fun.
So much fun.
But the costume contest is truly the best.
The costume contest just gets bigger and bigger every year.
I know, it's great.
But we love it, and we love our partnership with all of our friends to really put this on and bring something special. Tomorrow night's also gallery night. I'd be remiss if I didn't say
that.
Oh my
gosh, that's right.
So lots of options, but go to visitpensacola.com. Go to our calendar of events. Follow us along on social, because that's where you're going to find out everything there is to do.
Yeah, well, I say go for the costume contest around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Then go to gallery night.
Yes.
And then head out to the fair.
Perfect.
Right?
Done. And then take a nap.
And then take a nap for the rest of the weekend and watch football.
There's just so much to do.
I love living here. It really is a special place. But I also love the fact that we have an organization like Visit Pensacola. I'm a huge fan. I saw how we benefited directly when I had my time at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And it's something that keeps our economy alive, gets the word out about us. And it's just a great service that you do for our community.
Thank you.
It
we
really
love
is.
It. It's a whole team effort. We've got an awesome team at Visit Pensacola. Everyone loves what they do because they love where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just makes our jobs easier.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I can talk about the Georgia Bulldogs all day long because I love them.
You do.
And
but you also love Pensacola.
But I love
Pensacola. You're a great advocate as well.
So I could do that as well. So very, very important. Nicole, you must be exhausted. She's been a busy girl this morning. She was on our sister station this morning with Brent Lane at Cat Country. Are you going to have to head out? You're going to be at the fair tonight.
Yeah.
Are you going to get any rest today at all?
No. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I can't stay and hang out with your next guest because I got to go to work.
We've got Jessica Simpson coming in from the Pensacola Beach Chamber to give us a recap on Taste of the Beach. And we'll be talking, of course, about the Beach-a-ween tomorrow night. So ships passing in the night.
It's okay. It's what we do. We'll sleep when we need to.
That's
it's
right.
Fine.
That's right. Okay. We're talking with Nicole Stacy at Visit Pensacola. Give us that website again where people can meet you.
Yeah, so visitpensacola.com. You can submit your events or just find out events that are going on. You can sign up for a newsletter. Follow us along on social media. We are on every platform, corporate and consumer. Submit your events because that's how we put them on our website and we put them on our social media channels. But there's just so much going on that we want to help you help us help you. So tell us what's going on so we can tell everybody else.
Absolutely. And we have some of the best representation around with Nicole Stacy and the whole team there, Darren and Melissa, everybody.
Everybody. It's a full team effort. We love what we do. We love where we live. And we love telling other people why Pensacola should be their way to beach.
Okay. And a celebration coming up at the annual meeting. Condé Nast, is that one of the accolades?
Yeah, Condé Nast and being one of the best cities. Southern Living did some big accolades for us. Garden and Gun did one this year. So we're excited. We're excited to tell you all the great things.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for Nicole for
coming
in this busy day.
I really
appreciate it. I'll see you later. All right. We're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can go to visitpensacola.com again for that calendar or any information, especially the events calendar. I highly recommend it.